Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on this very special day, this very special week. I'm glad you're here, and boy, howdy, am I glad our good friend Steve Martin is back. Folks, Steve Martin has been an abiding supporter of all the things that we do, and you, too. I know for almost 22 years, he's been with us over 21 years. We'll do his 22nd anniversary, hopefully, next spring. But he's a member of the original group of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. I mean, literally, the original folks, the folks who have been with me since the first year. He's one of the top profit experts on the planet. And there's no telling how many companies he's helped survive because they learned how to make a profit. And he's written the books on the topic, and he's an amazing resource and one of the most generous people I've ever known with his time and his help and his support. And I have been the beneficiary of that generosity more than once. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so very much, and it's my pleasure, and congratulations on 22 years. Every time we get together, I learn something, and I'm the richer for it. And thank you so much, and I know your listening audience is enjoying that benefit as well.
Well,
every
Steve,
Sunday, I look forward to reading your newsletter. It's fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, you know, the thing is I don't know how to stop. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, Steve, and I know you had a few trips to town yourself. But you know, there's just something that's intrinsically rewarding about supporting small businesses, isn't there? I mean, there's just something. I mean, the idea, the notion of saying or doing something that would help the small business sector is immensely rewarding, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. And since we're both part of it, we know how important it is. You know, we have families and friends and associates that depend on how well we do as business people. And that's the nature of life. You know, small business is the backbone.
Well, you know, people say that, and I agree, and of course it's true, but when you say that, you know the impact of, you know the literal definition of what you just said. The average person who says that, when you hear politicians say things like that, you know, you wonder if they really know, but you and I both know that small business really is not just the backbone of the economy. But they're the structure of the society, if you think about it. I mean, look at the drive around any little main street town in America, and look at the impact of those business leaders, those local business leaders, on everything. The stories of what the people who are leaders in businesses, not only their time but their money and their vision, well beyond their companies. They gave back to their communities in ways that no other sector did. I'm telling you, I think I can go out on a limb there. No other sector in any community has supported that community to the degree that the small business owners did. Would you agree with that?
No, absolutely. It's the restaurants, the gas stations, the little tax consulting firms. It's the thousands, hundreds of thousands of those small 1 to 500 employee businesses that really help our economy run. And they're putting food on the table. They're sending kids to school.
Yeah.
That's the nature of it.
Yeah. And creating some family, financial self-determination. That's another thing. The opportunity, whether it comes to pass or not, depends on us, but the opportunity to create some kind of self-determination, if not wealth, it's something that's out there. But Steve, I want to thank you for all that you do. I know, folks, he's a SCORE volunteer extraordinaire. He has, as far as I can tell, he has no peer. He's working out at the local level, but the national level. So, Steve, thanks again for all you do for so many, and thank you for all that you've done for us. Folks, when we come back after the break, Steve wants to talk to us about stress, the high cost of stress, business stress. And he's right about that, and he knows what he's talking about. He and I both have had our share. And I always like to, I always tell people, if you can't deal with stress, if you fold up, if stress is hard for you to deal with, you do not, repeat not, need to become a business owner. 22, right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.